Okay, so we'll reconvene the LSB meeting. Mr. Secretary, would you please call roll for the LSB meeting?
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander? Sharon Brown?
Here.
Sandy Child?
Here.
Roberta Eichmann?
Here.
Stephen Bronx?
Here.
Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Ricardo Hernandez? Ricardo Hernandez. Okay. Steve Kaiser, excuse. Doug Kriegel.
Here.
Maggie LaPique, excuse. Ali Lexa.
Present.
Barbara Marba.
Here.
Lisa Poor.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Dorothy Wright.
Here.
Myla Reason.
Here.
Adam Rice?
Here.
Mansoor Sabah?
Hazur.
Paul Song?
Here.
Fernando Velasquez?
Present.
Sabina Virgo?
Here.
Lisa Wong?
Here.
Sorry, I believe Steve Kaiser and Maggie LaPique requested excused absence. Were there any others?
Once again, I don't think Ricardo was properly noticed for this meeting. I was not either.
Okay, so
I think he should be excused if he's not here.
Excused absence as well.
We don't know that.
I agree that we should give excused absence because the new LSB members through inadvertence and the new delegates through inadvertence were not notified. And the website, they weren't even notified about the website. So I think that it was a glitch because the email addresses, names and email addresses were not submitted to KPFTX, which normally notifies people. So, I just happened to realize it yesterday evening after speaking to Sabino, who hadn't been notified. So I mailed it to everybody whose addresses I knew and then asked Mansoor and somebody else, Michael Melvin, somebody else, and then Leslie, if they could notify people.
Okay, thank you. My belief.
Just in case folks don't know, I'd like to remind all the board members and let the new board members know that at Pacifica we try to achieve a certain amount of transparency. And we audio record these meetings and have the audio archive of the meetings available at the website kpftx.org. So it's very important when you speak to speak into the mic or speak loudly enough for your voice to be picked up by the mic so that people who are interested in listening to our proceedings are able to do so. So thanks again, and please speak up and speak into a microphone which is near each one of you.
Thank you. So we have Steve Kaiser, Maggie LaPique, and Ricardo Hernandez and Jonathan as excused absences.
I didn't have Jonathan as an excused absence.
Do we have Jonathan? Do you want to come for Jonathan? Okay, so the other three. If there are any objections? No. Hearing none, they'll be noted as excused. Item announcements. So we have approved Brown and Gomez as secretary and chair pro tem, I guess, for this LSV meeting. I'm following the agenda at this point.
Okay, Mike.
the chair continues until a new chair is elected and seated.
Okay, so we'll remove that from the agenda. Approved November 11th, LSBN delegates meeting. Delegates minutes. Everyone should have a copy of the minutes in front of you. Hopefully you
what? Point of order. This is an LSB meeting. We can't approve minutes from the delegates meeting.
All right. Thank you. We'll move that to the delegates meeting, which will reconvene after we have the election.
Approve the LSB minutes?
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll just go in order on the agenda so that we're not. Yeah, we can approve the LSB minutes. Are they attached in the packet?
I move to approve them.
Are they in here?
Yeah, they're in here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded
to approve the LSB minutes. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so moved. Rules for communication. Conduct yourself civilly. Thank you. Designate timekeeper. Do we have two volunteers as timekeepers? Mentor, you'll keep time for.
Since Steve Kaiser's not here, I have asked Sandy to take the category time, and I will do the minute and a half, if that's okay.
Okay, so thank you, Mansoor and Sandy, for volunteering to be our timekeepers. We need to designate an STD teller for an observer for the elections. Do we have any volunteers to serve as our STD teller? I guess Fred Blair.
Charles Frederick
have volunteered to be our STD tellers. Are there any objections?
I volunteered, Charles.
So moved. Item 8, approved proposed agenda. You have the agenda in front of you. Are there any changes or modifications to the agenda?
Yes, I propose that after the general manager report, number 6, and between 6 and 7, that we reconvene the delegates meeting and elect officers.
Second.
Any objections? Hearing none, so moved. Any other changes to the agenda?
Can we set a time?
Before public comments.
Oh. Can we set a time certain for adjournment?
We're not there yet.
My fault.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Any other changes or modifications to the agenda? All right. Okay, so do I hear a motion to set a time certain for adjournment of the LSB meeting?
Yeah, I didn't see it in the agenda, Chair. I apologize. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any objections to adjourning at 1:30? Hearing none, so moved.
No.
Announcement. The next LSB and delegates meeting will take place on January 8th next year at 10:30 here at the Peace Center. The Board's 2017 PNB delegates and PNB committee representatives will be elected in the delegates portion of this January meeting. Any other announcements from the floor? Anyone like to make any announcements? Dorothy?
I just wanted to announce that when we got our report, it noted that Sonali had asked for a 1-month leave of absence, and it was not noticed. It does not mention that it's a medical leave of absence.
I think that's personal, private matters, and we shouldn't say that. But all right.
Sonali's job for
that. It's in the guys.
She also
wasn't.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
I'd just like to remind everyone that before speaking, it's proper to ask to be recognized by the chair. It just kind of makes the meeting run more smoothly. Thank you.
Microphone, please.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, so please ask to be recognized by the chair prior to speaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. Item 3, KPSK committee sign-ups. I'll let Roberta Eichmann take us through this portion.
Yes.
Yes, KBXK committees start afresh every year
and get their own. Anyone who wishes to join a committee, sign up, show your interest. After a first couple meetings, usually by April, we solidify who will be officially on a committee, and then they elect a permanent chair and permanent recording secretary within each. So this is initial interest sign up. I will pass the forms around. The person, I want someone to take ownership of each committee and be a convener. Just give your name so we know who to give the form to. The Strategic Planning Committee sign up. It's usually Steve Kaiser. He has an excused absence today. Will someone take ownership of that?
I will.
Thank you. Governance Committee. Will someone take ownership of that? Okay, governance. Finance committee, someone to take ownership of finance.
I'll take it.
Ken? These are the conveners. Yes. Outreach, Reza, can we use? Which one?
Outreach.
Okay. It was going to be Barbara or Reza. Okay. And there was another suggestion that I'm putting here. Well, first of all, Jan is the current person on personnel. Who will be the convener for this year's personnel committee?
Jan. Okay.
We'll start getting the sign-ups. And Steve Kaiser was trying to form a level of interest for something called a premium development committee. It is not a committee now. It is not recognized. But this, look at this as a statement of potential interest to see where this goes. Who will take ownership?
I'm sorry. Can we leave it up? It's not a committee. So.
Yeah.
It's not a committee yet. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. As we all say. Let me get these.
I will need to record the names associated.
Jen Goodman. Now, Jamie is doing it.
Reza,
Mansoor,
Adam.
And does anyone take ownership of fundraising?
Dorothy.
I'll take ownership if no one else will.
No, that's Dorothy's department.
What? Did she want it?
Who will take be the convener for fundraising?
I thought fundraising is getting folded into strategic planning.
It hasn't yet, so do you want ownership of it?
Or right now. Just
Dorothy, I take it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we'll put Dorothy. Meanwhile, I should take that back. Okay. And just start them going around here. And we know where they're going to end up. And whoever's the convener, it's just right now. When the actual committee starts meeting, you know, you'll see how many people you want, who would like to take different roles. This is just to get it started.
We're missing programming oversight.
We sure are. Mm. Where did I do that?
What programming oversight?
I was going to say, why don't we circulate the premium development sheet? I'll be in charge of it.
And it's simply
I can convene it.
I didn't bring the correct paperwork for programming oversight, so let me just do it this way. Programming oversight, who will be the convener on
Ken.
That?
Ken. I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ken.
Okay. Sorry, it's just going to be little old yellow paper. All right. So somebody wanted the premium committee to go around this stuff.
Yeah.
Where are we with this?
I said I'll take charge of it. I think it's a good idea. No.
Just do it. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Volunteers.
Do you have a piece of paper? Should I?
Okay, so we're at public comments.
That's what I'm going to do.
Come up, speak. Let us know what's on your mind.
Microphone for them.
Okay. Mansoor will get the one.
There you go.
Thank you.
So,
yes.
Well, my name is John. I'm a KPK Lifter sponsor. I also served as the secretary of the LSB for a while. As I recall, the bylaws require that nominees for PNB director should be submitted to the secretary before the end of the year. So the secretary and the officers should check to see what that rule is, because I recall getting requests, you know, nominations for P&B directors while I'm on vacation and, you know, waffling or whatever. So, and I think nominations from the floor are also allowed. But you could prepare your ballots. You could create ballots with the names actually printed on it and some blank spaces to write. And so you may want to consider... So just check the bylaws and what it requires.
You're right.
But I think that nominations for the floor can also happen too, right, at the meeting, or it's forbidden. All right, so follow the rules, because 1 year they didn't do any nominations before the end of the year. They forgot that part, so that produces conflict. So just review the bylaws and, you know, see if you can be in conformity. Thank you.
My name is Alan Beek. I notice there is a motion coming up to instruct the minutes of meetings to be kept accordance with Robert's Rules of Order. Robert's Rules specify things that must be in the minutes, but they set no limit on the amount of stuff that may be in the minutes. But I do notice that the Pacifica bylaws provide that the minutes shall document the proceedings of the meeting. And proceedings includes, of course, a great deal more than just motions passed and failed. It includes reports. It includes announcements. It includes a significant discussion. And I think that all those things are good things to have in the minutes, because the people who weren't there need to know what is going on. And other people who are interested in the committee need to know what is going on. So I think it is proper for the minutes to document as much as possible what takes place at the meeting. So if you weren't there, you read the minutes and you'll feel as if you had been there. I noticed that Grace Aaron took a set of minutes for the Strategic Planning Committee, which were 2 pages of describing what went on at the meeting. No motions were recorded, and I think that is appropriate for the way the minutes should be done, and I suspect that the motion that's before you is one that is unnecessary and should be dropped. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trustee Duncan. Goes over there. Trustee Wright.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak during public comments? All right, thank you. Election of LSP officers. Protocol for election. Seconds not required to nominate. 2 minutes for each nominee statement. 2 questions to each nominee, 2 minutes per question, 2 minutes per response. Votes tabulated by STD. So Fred Blair, I believe you'll be our teller.
Well, actually, Charles is going to be the teller, and I was going to be the observer.
The observer, okay. Wonderful. So, first up, chair nominations.
We really miss you, Charles.
We have cookies back here, Charles.
Did you raise your hand? Oh, I couldn't see that.
Here.
I could see that. Jan.
I nominate
Mike.
Oops. Guys.
I nominate.
Wait, what are we doing?
We're nominating people for chair.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I nominate Jaime or Jamie Gomez.
I'll second.
For chair.
We don't need seconds, thank you, though. But Jamie, you.
Second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Dorothy Wright?
I nominate Sabina Virgo.
Right?
I'll second that.
Perfect. No seconds needed. Are there any other nominations for chair?
Yes.
All right. Seeing none, we will go to nominee statements. We'll start with okay. We Jamie, you gotta.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I know it's like.
Accepts nomination.
You accept nomination?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we'll move to nominee statements.
So I've been the secretary for the past year. Most of the people here who have been participating in local station board meetings have gotten to know me a little bit. I have a business background. I work at a managerial level. And I was asked to run as secretary because a few people felt I did a decent job as secretary, and I'm willing to serve in that capacity if chosen. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sabina Virgo. I am new to the board, so I am new to your procedures. I come from a long background of political activism. I was founding president and chair of a statewide local, AFSCME Local 2620, of statewide social service professionals. KPFK has used me in the past as premiums when you were sending out premiums. It's been a station that has been part of my heart for all of my life, although I have never participated in the LSD. Since I had no idea I was going to be nominated for this particular office, I didn't really prepare a statement. I have been chair of my statewide union with a board for about 6 years and have chaired numerous boards, and I think I have skills as a chairperson. My hope for this board, in whatever capacity I serve, is that we are able to move forward with the least amount of red tape and the most amount of politics and principle in a time period that calls for more than the best for all of us. It's sort of a hard rain is going to be falling.
Thank you. I see on the
agenda that this is called a Q&A with the candidate. So I'm wondering if I might ask a question of one of the candidates. Yeah. So Jamie, now I'd like to ask you, since you mentioned that you had been asked to run for the board, I was wondering if you could disclose to us who asked you.
I was asked by several different people.
Yeah. I was one of them.
Jan, I believe, to the best of my recollection, I believe that... Okay, I'm sorry.
I was asked by several people to consider running for chair of the local station board. I believe, if my memory serves me correct, Ken Aaron was the first one to ask me. We did have a little get-together informally, a group of people, and several people there asked me if I would consider running. Jan says that she was one of them. If I recall correctly, I think Sandy also asked if I would. Others may have asked me, but I don't recall who else asked me.
Thank you.
Sure.
Do we have a question?
I have.
Okay.
Being one of the new delegates and not having been notified about the time and place for the meeting, I have a baby shower for my 8 months pregnant niece going on at my house right now. It's starting at noon. This is really an anomaly for me. I don't leave meetings, but I didn't know when this baby shower was scheduled, and I need to be there. So I came here because I needed to be at the first meeting, so I'm not at my house helping set up. But what I would ask is that if people have questions for me, if they would ask them now so I could unfortunately ask permission to leave and be at my own home and be at my baby shower.
Jan?
If you're not elected chair, would you be willing to serve as vice chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyone else have questions for Sabina? Any other questions?
None?
Numbers?
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for
Baby takes
Jamie Gomez?
KPFK anything. Baby stuff would take over KPFK.
No other questions for either nominee? Okay. So
I apologize. No, I'm terribly sorry.
So we'll go ahead and finish voting. Teller? Charles?
Maybe I should explain to the
Mike. Hey, Mike. This is Mike.
Hey,
Fred.
Thank you. Since this is your first, some of you, this is your first experience with SCV election at Pacifica, I'm going to try and explain in very short fashion how we do these votes. We use proportional representation. This is specified by the bylaws. There's two versions of STV. There's STV and IRV, which is instant runoff voting. IRV is used for election where there's only one person being elected. STV is where we elect multiple people on a ballot. This is going to be an IRV election. It's basically a ranked choice election, so we're going to hand you out ballots, and this is a secret ballot. And what we want you to do is we want you to write the name of the person that you're ranking and the number. So the first person you rank should be, you should put a 1 and then the person's name. And then if you want to rank a second person, you should put a 2 and that person's name. You don't have to on these ballots, you can rank as many people as you want, even though there's only 2 people running.
Excuse me, just a point of personal privilege. She has to leave. Can you give her a ballot so she can vote?
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Everybody is totally understand.
Madam Chair, should we give Sabina her ballots for each and every election before she goes, or what's happening?
Well, we don't know about the other elections yet.
Good point.
Okay, so you can rank as many people as you want, or nobody at all on the ballot. Please, if you're gonna vote nobody on the ballot, please write not voting or something, so we know it's not a blank ballot, because we've gotten blank ballots. If you don't put a ranking number next to the name, we're going to assume that the person at the top of the ballot is the first ranked candidate.
Okay.
Okay, Charles, you want to hand out the ballots to everybody?
Does Sabina get a notebook to take?
Do I take this?
And please fold the ballot over just once, and we'll
get it.
I think Sabina can get a vice chair ballot, Fred. Can Sabina have a vice chair ballot? Is she running for vice chair?
We don't know because she hasn't been, which we may have been nominated. Well,
she's agreed to run, so I'm planning to nominate
her. Point of order. It's best not to change the rules after the game has started. So right now we're electing the chair. Yes, as a general rule.
Can I say something on this? I think it's in the bylaws and it's been Pacifica policy. If people have to be present to vote. If they are not here, they can't vote. And that's been enforced at other LSB meetings. Alexia had that problem at one meeting.
Okay.
Thank
you, Fred.
Okay, Charles. Would you get the box here and collect the ballots in it? And we'll go off and tally these.
You've got to fill out your ballot. Chair and vice chair. No, just
walk
chair.
Around and collect the ballots.
We don't have to know what
I'm sorry, he didn't give you one?
All right.
couple people wanted to make announcements while we're tallying votes.
I just want to say that we need to tally these votes now so we know if Sabina doesn't win for chair that she wants to run for vice chair. So we can't wait and do the vice chair election until after this.
Thank you.
Okay. Is everybody handed in their ballot?
No, not yet.
We want to know how many.
Hey, Fred, you're still waiting on, I believe, races in the bathroom.
There's one over there.
There should be 21.
There are four people absent, including Jonathan Alexander.
My mistake. You're right. I got three excused absences.
You guys are good.
So 20 is correct. My mistake.
20 is correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Oh, this is important. This is the left. Okay, the election threshold is 50% with the spin plus 1, the election threshold is 11. So now this is sorting into the first ranked candidate into the files. There's a blank and then the three files.
You can announce the
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, let's try and get a secretary.
I can't believe it.
Interim secretary.
Oh, yeah.
But you can do it first. Well, at least do it until we elect like the secretary.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, let's try.
But
Yes.
So just briefly.
Until we've actually finished this, he can technically vote. Let me get him a ballot.
As a housekeeping note, hi, I'm Lydia Brazan with Pacific. I'm the interim executive director, and I am also on the board of the Arison Carolyn Agnos Peace Center Foundation, which runs this building, so welcome. But I wanted to also say we have Abraham Gutierrez takes care of our maintenance, and he's asking to no one please, I know everybody tries to be helpful and fold the chairs and the tables, please no one help. We keep every meeting, we have a cable missing, so if everyone can just leave everything the way it is, and he'll take care of it. And he also has to set up for the next meeting, so only he would know what's necessary, and sometimes we just leave this configuration. Thank you so much, and for those who are new to the building, the restrooms look like they need a key, but they don't. can just open them, and there are two more upstairs should you need it. Okay. Yeah, Jen, go ahead.
So in the future, should we just leave it the way it is?
Leave everything the way it is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I mean, I suppose there might be the audience instance when Abraham isn't here, and I might ask, but usually the other person that knows the setup, and in particular the sound system, putting it together is Michael Novick, if he's here. So if Abraham isn't here, I would always ask Michael to be here. So,
can you convey to the board and to Eris, including yourself, the appreciation of the LSB for, of KPFK and the LSB for the use of the Peace Center and all of its facilities and abroad?
Oh, well, of course, it's, yes, and the board and the board considers it a privilege to have a KPFK meeting here, so.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to have you. How's that?
So the tally of the voting is Sabina 10, Jaime 11. Jaime is elected. The threshold being 10 plus 1, 11 votes.
Thank you. And
referring
to when you handed in the ballots and the tally sheet to the secretary.
All right.
So, next order of business, Mr. Secretary, you're now Mr. Chair.
And I have two hats.
Yeah. So, what, do you want me to continue on with the meeting until we elect a secretary to replace your secretary?
Could you please?
No,
okay. All right. So, next order of business, we'll accept off nominees for vice chair.
I nominate Sabina Virgo.
Sabina Virgo,
second.
We don't need a second. Dan, vice chair.
Oh, I was going to nominate Sabina.
Any other nominations for vice chair?
You need to hold the vote then?
All right.
Okay, we're done.
Vesa, I'm sorry.
We should hear the public comment before the any vote.
We did.
I know.
He was getting tea.
Are there any other nominees for vice chair? All right, Mr. Teller, go ahead and distribute the ballot for.
No, point of order.
On to secretary. By acclamation.
By acclamation. All right, now we're up for treasurer. Nominations for treasurer,
Matt Thor. I want to nominate Ken.
Ken Aaron, do you accept?
Yes.
Any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Barbara.
Barbara, do you accept?
I'm going to remember that, Barbara.
Don't you ever show up at
treasurer. Nominations for treasurer? Hearing none, by acclamation, Ken Aaron, you're now on treasurer. Nominations are now open for secretary. Nominations for secretary.
Sorry, I missed that.
Any
At the last LSB meeting, we requested that announcements be that it be announced on the air that we were soliciting nominations for secretary and treasurer of the LSB, and I wanted to find out if that request ever made its way to the general manager or anybody.
It's been posted on the website since you requested it, but anyone who was interested was directed to go to Jaime, so I don't know.
But was there ever an announcement on the air?
I believe there was.
Okay.
No, there wasn't, because I asked that somebody from this body come in and report it, and I don't believe that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, do we have any nominations for secretary?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to propose that we appoint a temporary secretary if no one is willing to serve. and that we continue to search and maybe get an announcement on the air soliciting members, interested community members, to serve as secretary for the LSB.
It does not have to be a board member.
No.
Right.
No. I was going to say we should nominate Barbara. You did a good job as a parliamentarian last year.
Would you like to nominate?
Why, is she there? Are you going to accept?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Would you accept to be just for today?
No. I was secretary for governance committee.
I would like to respectfully decline. I was secretary for governance committee meetings, and we just had a discussion about what is supposed to be in minutes versus what were Robert's rules versus not. So I think it would be pretty complicated. But I would do brief notations today, if that would help facilitate the meeting, but I would not want it to be an indication that I'm interested in the position.
Yes. I think that Robert's rules minutes, that is to say recording of motions and elections and so forth, is certainly enough for today. It's actually, it's good to have more, but not required to have more, and it's more important that we be able to continue functioning today. So if you'd be willing to make just minimum minutes of elections and resolutions, that would be fantastic.
I nominate John.
Is it John Gary?
No.
Oh,
she
declined.
Okay.
I have it. John, if I give you my laptop forever, would you do it?
There are no forms on that line.
That's for new one.
No. Okay.
All right.
I'm filling in for secretary today.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Could we have another round of applause for our departing chair?
Damn, all right. Whatever you say about sister. I ain't arguing. No.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
4, 5.
Well, I mean, can we do it now? We have a...
You don't have to the general manager to make people come. I know, I've been on the board for so long. That's why I'm
saying. Yeah, she can probably come.
Oh, well, then I'll be on the
team. Yeah. Is that waiting? Thanks, Mikey. Go. I think that caught me.
Okay, so now we're taking nominations for parliamentarian. I want to recommend Barbara, if it's possible. I mean, for today.
You're sitting there.
Secretary.
Yeah, that's fine. I think Steve.
Steve Kaiser? Steve?
John.
Oh, John Gary?
I'm not like us anymore.
He's working for KCRW.
I'd like to recommend as parliamentarian Mansoor, since you are a timekeeper and do a very good job on such things.
Okay. For today.
Is someone keeping the staff? Are you? Okay. May I be recognized? Okay. I'd like to suggest and request that anyone who does take on the position of parliamentarian try to bone up on Robert's Rules of Order so that they can actually be available to help the chair and guide the chair when we need to know what's the proper procedure. Thank you.
Point of information, are we taking nominations for parliamentarian? I'd like to nominate Roberta.
Decline.
Okay.
Okay, any other nominations for
parliamentarian?
Are there any other nominations for parliamentarian?
Hi, Mansoor.
So far, Mansoor is the only person nominated.
For today only.
Ah, dang.
Okay.
I have a nomination. I nominate Adam.
Ah, man, you don't want me as parliamentarian.
Yes, I do, because then you'll have to go by the rules. Ah, ha, ha.
You're probably not going to like that.
Okay.
I'll accept.
So
I got to memorize.
So Mansoor, if we elect Adam parliamentarian, he will be starting today. So you don't need to do it today. Any other nominee?
I'm voting for Mansoor.
Any other? Well, Mansoor, you've been nominated as parliamentarian permanent. Would you accept that?
No.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for parliamentarian other than Adam Rice? Going once, going twice, sold.
Perfect.
Elected as parliamentarian by acclamation.
We'll buy you the book, Adam.
I have it. I told you, I memorized it. You're not going to like it.
So could you join us up here as parliamentarian?
Point of information. Mr. Chair, point of information. My question is, does the parliamentarian also keep the stack for the chair?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, if we can go into the general manager report.
First of all, I want to welcome all the new members. Congratulations. And I'm looking forward to working with all of you. You have received board books, which should bring you at least current on today's activities. For those of you from last year, I want to point out that you didn't actually get binders last year because we were too broke. This year, we can afford binders. So we are doing a little bit better, folks. Thank you. A few things here. I'm not going to go over my report. I think it's self-explanatory, and you have some time to ask me questions if there are any. I want to just give you an overview of where we're at. And I believe at this point, KPFK is at a tipping point. We can either go forward in the light of the recent presidential elections as the most progressive and radical radio station in Southern California and build something that is really amazing here and important and significant. Or we can do what, unfortunately, Pacifica has done for years, which is fight with each other,
I don't get it.
Bog things down, and step back from this moment that we have. I invite you all to be part of moving KPFK forward into prominence in the Southern California broadcast area. We can be the most important voice for resistance and for an alternative viewpoint to what's coming down right now. In that spirit, I would like to say, first of all, that my first 6 months with the board, when I came on here about a year and a half ago, were very amiable and very constructive. The past year has been more problematic, and I invite this new board to step forward with serious advice for how to improve the station, not for fighting partisan sides. This is no time to be partisan on this board. I have been, personally, the focal point of some of this polarization. I come to you with no agenda except what I just said. There have been accusations made from both sides that suggest mistrust and bad intentions. I do not believe anyone here in this body has bad intentions or is in any way less than honest. I hope you assume that of each other and of me as we go forward. Let's start from there. Okay, this is a new start. This is a new day. And together we can build something absolutely stunning that we haven't seen in this country in 50 years. And we can do that if we work together. But if we are determined to have our own way and not, as Sharon suggested, compromise, understand, come together where we can, we will lose this opportunity forever. We can, among us, change the world. Okay? That's possible with KPFK, the biggest broadcast signal west of the Mississippi. No station, Pacifica or outside it, has the opportunity we have right now. So I invite you all to be part of this historic moment when we can step up and be the voice of opposition to the Trump administration and to all the oppressive followers of that agenda, where we can lead that and give voice to it. That is your job. That is your opportunity. And it will never come around again in any of our lifetimes. So let's take it. Let's move forward. Let's move, do something absolutely stunning and amazing here. I'll leave it at that. Are there any questions?
So on staff, we got Marla, Mark. Anybody else want to get on staff before we start? Dan, Fernando, Reza. Marla, go ahead.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you're on. Okay, so at any rate, Leslie, have you hired a new business manager for KPFK, a permanent business manager yet?
As it says in my report, we are about to make an offer. We're waiting on the last piece of the background check to do that. That position will be majority time at KPFK. And if we get the person we're looking at, it will also, the remainder of the time will be paid by the National Office for National Office Service.
Who's next on the queue?
Oh.
I had the opportunity to sit in and do an outreach at the Zeitgeist event. It was the last minute.
I know, thank you.
It was actually a lot of fun. There was a lot of young people there that knew about KPFK but were not members because they couldn't afford it. I do many outreach events in my other my occupation, and I was really surprised to find there was no outreach kit, there was no sign, there were no clipboards collecting information, sign-up information, and I think we're missing a great opportunity for all the events that we sponsor.
Not necessarily an outreach event that is
on the calendar, but because of our many events that we sponsored, it's a great way to engage in a conversation, and especially with this young millennials, they all wanted to volunteer, they all wanted to help with social media, and I just think we're really missing out on an opportunity, and I'd like to see that change.
Is my mic back on? Yes, it is. We have all of that. I wish you had spoken to me. We have two outreach kits, two tabling kits that go out on a regular basis.
I don't know what happened,
and I don't know why you missed it. But we have banners, tablecloths, handouts, T-shirts, mugs. Everything can go out if you're willing to do it. A cash box. It's all prepared and ready to go.
Well, we made several attempts to try to get that together and talk to you, and though nobody knew where it was on the station, someone was supposed to deliver a banner. Steve waited at the station for that.
I'm sorry, I knew nothing about it. I would have made sure it was handled if I'd known.
There are a lot of events that happen. Are they in a particular pace? And if I only know 2 days' notice about an event, what would be the best way to remedy
that? The best way to do that is either to go through me or through Maggie LaPeak. She handles a lot of our events and promotions. She's our promotion/music director, and she has all that information. Adam Rice, our volunteer coordinator, also has access to the tabling supplies. So, or contact me if you can't reach either of them. No problem.
Ken?
Hi. Have there been, since the last meeting, have there been any new staff, paid staff hires or rehires as a result of the arbitration settlement?
As I said in my posting there, I believe last time I announced that Ali Lexa and Donna Walker have been hired. We've also hired a chief engineer, Stuart Landau.
Okay, thank you. Does that mean we now have an individually posted webmaster? Was Ali returned to webmaster?
No, he came back in subscriptions.
Could you explain why that is? Is subscriptions more significant to our operations than web?
In this case, it was. We originally, when I came in, had four people in that position. We were down to two. We hired two halftime people, which brings us back to three in subscriptions, and there's still a person short in there.
But we have no webmaster.
No, we don't. It's my understanding that the national office is hiring a webmaster for all stations, so we have been asked to put that on hold until that's handled.
Thank you.
Fernando?
Besides local station board members getting on the wagon of peace and understanding, and assuming that we are coming from a level of honesty towards each other, what would you suggest, Leslie Bradford, for local station members to be as helpful as possible, either in the outreach, fundraising, organizing, outreach programs, developing new programs, etc.? What, in your opinion, would be the best way for the other members to become a good team with the general manager?